Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of the Cayman Islands, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 9, World Wars and the Cayman Islands. As the first light of dawn broke over the Cayman Islands, the tranquil sea and quiet villages seemed worlds away from the rumblings of war that echoed across Europe. Yet, even in this isolated corner of the Caribbean, the far-reaching shadows of global conflict would soon touch the lives of its people. The two world wars, though distant, would leave an indelible mark on the islands, shaping their economy, culture, and identity. The First World War, 1914 to 1918, a distant thunder. When the Great War erupted in Europe, the Cayman Islands remained a British overseas territory, tied to the empire but physically far from the battlefield. While there were no battles fought on Caymanian soil, the war had a ripple effect that reached even these shores. Economic challenges. Trade routes, vital for the islanders' survival, became increasingly dangerous as German U-boats patrolled the Atlantic, targeting Allied ships. Supplies of essential goods such as food, medicine, and fuel dwindled, and the island's reliance on imports made these shortages particularly harsh. The cost of living rose sharply, forcing Caymanians to rely even more on their resourcefulness. Contribution to the war effort. Despite their small size and remote location, the Cayman Islands played a role in supporting Britain's war effort. Caymanian sailors, known for their skill and bravery, joined the merchant navy and served on ships carrying supplies across treacherous waters. Many faced the constant threat of enemy attacks, yet their contributions ensured vital goods reached Allied forces. For families back home, the absence of fathers, sons, and brothers created a void. Letters from the front lines were rare, and news of the war arrived slowly, often bringing tales of loss and sacrifice. The interwar years, recovery and reflection. The years following the First World War were marked by recovery and adaptation. The Cayman Islands, like much of the Caribbean, struggled to rebuild their economy amid global instability. The lessons of the war, however, fostered a stronger sense of community and resilience among the people. The Second World War, 1939 to 1945, the global conflict hits home. By the time the Second World War began, the Cayman Islands were better connected to the outside world, thanks to advancements in communication and transportation. This time, the war's impact would be felt even more acutely. U-boat threats in the Caribbean. German U-boats once again patrolled the Atlantic, and the Caribbean became a strategic theater in the naval conflict. The waters around the Cayman Islands, previously seen as a safe haven, now held an ominous danger. Merchant ships traveling through the region were targeted, and several were sunk near the islands. One such incident occurred in 1942 when a British merchant ship, the City of Derby, was torpedoed off the coast of Grand Cayman. Survivors were brought ashore, their harrowing tales of fire and sinking vessels shocking the local community. The wreckage, later salvaged and repurposed by resourceful islanders, served as a reminder of the war's reach. Caymanian volunteers. Once again, Caymanian sailors and laborers answered the call to serve. They joined the Merchant Navy and the Royal Navy, braving the perils of war-torn seas. Others worked on construction projects in the Caribbean, building airstrips and bases for Allied forces. These efforts, though largely unsung, were critical to the war effort. Homefront challenges. Life on the islands during the war was marked by scarcity and sacrifice. Imports of goods were heavily restricted, and rationing became a way of life. Families grew their own food, raising chickens and planting crops to make up for the shortages. Community spirit flourished as neighbors shared what little they had, ensuring no one went hungry. Women in wartime. The wars brought significant changes to the roles of women in the Cayman Islands. With many men away at sea or serving abroad, women took on greater responsibilities at home. They managed farms, cared for children, and even worked as laborers in traditionally male roles. This shift laid the groundwork for future social change, challenging traditional gender roles and expanding opportunities for women in Caymanian society. Post-war changes. The end of the Second World War in 1945 brought relief and celebration, but it also ushered in a period of reflection and transformation for the Cayman Islands. The experiences of war had highlighted both the islands' vulnerabilities and their strengths, spurring efforts to modernize and diversify the economy. Economic shifts. The maritime industry, which had long been the backbone of the Caymanian economy, began to wane as global shipping practices changed. In its place, other opportunities emerged, including agriculture, tourism, and financial services. These industries would come to define the Cayman Islands in the decades ahead. Cultural legacy. The wars left a lasting cultural impact on the Cayman Islands. Stories of bravery and sacrifice were passed down through generations, becoming part of the island's collective memory. Annual Remembrance Day ceremonies honor those who served, ensuring their contributions are never forgotten. A nation's strength. The Cayman Islands emerged from the world wars with a stronger sense of identity and purpose. The experiences of those tumultuous years had forged a deeper connection between the islands and the wider world, while also reinforcing the resilience and unity of the Caymanian people. Closing line. In the crucible of war, the Cayman Islands discovered their enduring strength, a spirit that would carry them through the challenges of the 20th century and beyond, forever bound to the tides of history. Chapter 10, Tourism and Transformation. By the mid-20th century, the Cayman Islands stood on the precipice of a dramatic transformation. What had long been a quiet, isolated community was beginning to emerge as a sought-after destination, beckoning visitors from around the world with its turquoise waters, pristine beaches, and rich cultural heritage. Tourism was about to reshape the islands in ways no one could have imagined. The first visitors. The early seeds of tourism in the Cayman Islands were sown in the 1930s and 1940s, as adventurous travelers from the United States and Europe sought escapes from their urban lives. Wealthy yacht owners, lured by tales of the island's natural beauty, anchored off the shores of Grand Cayman, enchanted by its serenity and vibrant marine life. These first visitors were greeted with the genuine warmth and hospitality that Caymanians had cultivated over generations. Locals offered fresh-caught seafood, guided fishing trips, and even rooms in their homes, laying the foundation for what would become one of the island's most significant industries. Building the foundations. In the 1950s, the Cayman Islands took their first major steps toward becoming a global tourist destination. The government, recognizing tourism's potential to boost the economy, began investing in infrastructure to support the growing number of visitors. Air travel. The construction of Owen Roberts International Airport in 1953 was a pivotal moment. No longer reliant on ships, visitors could now reach the islands quickly and comfortably. The first flights brought small groups of tourists, but they marked the beginning of a steady influx. Roads and hotels. Improved roads connected the island's villages, making it easier for visitors to explore. Modest hotels and guesthouses began to appear, offering accommodations tailored to tourists seeking a taste of paradise. These developments were modest by modern standards, but they marked the start of a new era for the Cayman Islands. The allure of the sea. One of the Cayman Islands' greatest draws was its underwater world. The coral reefs surrounding the islands were home to a kaleidoscope of marine life, from vibrant fish to graceful rays and turtles. Word of these natural wonders spread, attracting divers and snorkelers eager to explore the depths. In the 1950s, Jacques Cousteau, the famed French diver and filmmaker, visited the Cayman Islands, cementing their reputation as a diving haven. His documentaries showcased the island's underwater beauty to a global audience, sparking a surge of interest. Local entrepreneurs saw an opportunity. Dive shops and charter services sprang up, offering guided tours and lessons. The Cayman Islands quickly earned a reputation as one of the world's premier diving destinations, a title they still hold today. Cultural preservation and adaptation. As tourism grew, the Caymanian people faced a delicate balancing act: how to welcome visitors and embrace modernization without losing their cultural identity. The island's leaders and communities worked to ensure that tourism complemented, rather than overshadowed, their heritage. Local festivals, such as Pirates Week, were established to celebrate Caymanian culture while entertaining tourists. Traditional crafts, music, and cuisine were showcased, offering visitors a glimpse into the island's history and way of life. At the same time, efforts were made to protect the island's natural beauty, with conservation initiatives focused on preserving coral reefs and wildlife. The 1980s boom. The 1980s brought a tourism boom to the Cayman Islands. The opening of luxury resorts along Seven Mile Beach attracted affluent travelers, while the development of cruise ship tourism introduced the islands to a broader audience. Grand Cayman became a regular stop on Caribbean cruise itineraries, with thousands of visitors disembarking each week to explore its shops, beaches, and attractions. The economic benefits of tourism were undeniable. Jobs in hotels, restaurants, and transportation flourished, and local businesses thrived. The industry became a cornerstone of the Caymanian economy, providing opportunities for growth and development. Challenges of success. With success, however, came challenges. The influx of visitors put pressure on the island's infrastructure and natural resources. Overcrowding at popular sites, pollution, and the threat of overdevelopment raised concerns among locals and conservationists. The Cayman Islands government responded by implementing regulations to manage tourism's impact. Marine parks were established to protect coral reefs, and building codes were introduced to preserve the island's character. These measures, though not without controversy, reflected a commitment to sustainability. Tourism today. Today, tourism remains one of the Cayman Islands' most important industries, attracting visitors from around the globe. The islands offer a blend of luxury and authenticity, with world-class resorts, fine dining, and eco-adventures coexisting alongside traditional crafts, music, and festivals. From honeymooners basking on white sand beaches to families snorkeling with stingrays, the Cayman Islands continue to captivate the imagination. The people of the islands, proud of their heritage and their role as stewards of this paradise, ensure that every visitor experiences the warmth and beauty that define Caymanian hospitality. A dual legacy. The rise of tourism has left a dual legacy in the Cayman Islands. It has brought prosperity and opportunity, transforming the islands into a global destination. But it has also highlighted the importance of balance, of protecting the natural and cultural treasures that make the Cayman Islands unique. Closing line. Through the lens of tourism, the Cayman Islands shared their beauty with the world, proving that even as they evolved, their heart remained rooted in the gentle rhythm of the sea and the enduring warmth of their people. Chapter 11, The Financial Revolution. As the Cayman Islands entered the mid-20th century, the tides of change were once again sweeping across its shores. This time, however, the transformation would not come from the sea, but from an unlikely source, finance. What began as a modest experiment in economic diversification evolved into a groundbreaking revolution that positioned the Cayman Islands as a global financial hub. The early days. The journey toward financial prominence began in the 1960s, a period of change and aspiration for the Cayman Islands. Tourism was thriving, but the government recognized the need to diversify the economy further to reduce reliance on a single industry. The island's leaders turned their gaze to the world of finance, inspired by the success of other offshore financial centers like the Bahamas. The foundation was laid with the passage of the company's law in 1961, which established the legal framework for the incorporation of businesses in the Cayman Islands. This legislation was followed by the Banks and Trust Companies Regulation Law of 1966, which set the stage for the islands to become a haven for international banking and investment. A strategic advantage. Several factors made the Cayman Islands an attractive destination for financial services. Political stability. As a British overseas territory, the Cayman Islands offered a stable legal and political environment, underpinned by British common law. Tax neutrality. The absence of direct taxes on income, capital gains, or corporations provided a significant incentive for businesses and investors. Location. Situated in the heart of the Caribbean, the Cayman Islands were conveniently located for clients from North and South America, as well as Europe. These advantages, combined with a commitment to transparency and regulation, gave the Cayman Islands a competitive edge in the emerging offshore financial market. The rise of offshore banking. By the 1970s, the Cayman Islands had become a magnet for international banks and financial institutions. Dozens of major banks established a presence on the islands, attracted by the favorable regulatory environment and the promise of confidentiality. Offshore banking thrived, with the Cayman Islands serving as a hub for capital movement, investment management, and wealth preservation. Wealthy individuals and corporations from around the world turned to the islands to manage their assets, taking advantage of the tax benefits and privacy protections. The growth of investment funds. The 1980s and 1990s saw the Cayman Islands expand beyond banking into other areas of finance, particularly investment funds. The introduction of the mutual funds law in 1993 solidified the island's position as a leading jurisdiction for the establishment of hedge funds. Cayman-based funds quickly gained a reputation for efficiency and reliability, attracting billions of dollars in investments. Today, the Cayman Islands are home to more than half of the world's hedge funds, a testament to their enduring appeal in the global financial market. Economic impact. The financial services industry transformed the Cayman Islands economy, generating substantial revenue and creating thousands of jobs. The influx of capital spurred the development of infrastructure, including modern office buildings, telecommunications systems, and transportation networks. This prosperity extended beyond the financial sector. Local businesses, from restaurants to real estate developers, benefited from the economic boom. The Cayman Islands, once a small and relatively isolated community, became a hub of global commerce, with a cosmopolitan population and a high standard of living. Balancing growth and responsibility. The rapid growth of the financial sector brought challenges as well as opportunities. Critics raised concerns about the potential for offshore jurisdictions to be used for illicit activities, such as tax evasion and money laundering. In response, the Cayman Islands implemented strict regulatory measures to ensure compliance with international standards. The establishment of the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, CIMA, in 1997 marked a significant step in enhancing oversight and maintaining the island's reputation for transparency and accountability. Through partnerships with international organizations and adherence to global regulations, the Cayman Islands positioned themselves as a model of responsible financial governance. Challenges and adaptation. The 21st century brought new challenges to the Cayman Islands financial sector. Economic crises, shifting international tax policies, and increasing scrutiny of offshore jurisdictions required constant adaptation. Despite these pressures, the Cayman Islands continued to thrive by embracing innovation and maintaining a commitment to excellence. In recent years, the islands have expanded their offerings to include emerging fields such as fintech and green finance, ensuring their relevance in a rapidly changing global economy. A legacy of innovation. The financial revolution in the Cayman Islands is more than a story of economic success. It is a testament to the power of vision and adaptability. From humble beginnings, the islands have become a cornerstone of the global financial system, demonstrating that even the smallest nations can achieve greatness with the right combination of strategy and determination. The future of finance. As the Cayman Islands look to the future, the financial sector remains a vital pillar of their economy. By embracing sustainability, technology, and innovation, the islands are well positioned to navigate the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. Closing line. Through vision and perseverance, the Cayman Islands transformed themselves into a beacon of financial ingenuity, proving that even a small island chain can leave a significant mark on the world. Chapter 12, Environmental Stewardship. The Cayman Islands, with their crystal-clear waters, vibrant coral reefs, and lush mangroves, have always been a natural paradise. For generations, the island's beauty and biodiversity have been both a source of sustenance and inspiration for their people. But as modernization, tourism, and economic development accelerated, the fragile ecosystems that define the islands faced growing threats. This chapter delves into the Cayman Islands' journey of environmental stewardship, balancing growth with preservation. The natural riches of the Caymans. The Cayman Islands are home to a stunning array of ecosystems, from the mangroves that cradle young marine life to the coral reefs that stretch beneath the waves. The islands boast unique flora and fauna, including the critically endangered blue iguana, the Cayman parrot, and the thriving populations of green sea turtles. For centuries, the environment was a partner in survival. Mangroves provided wood and protection from storms, while the reefs teemed with fish and turtles that fed the population. The island's natural bounty was integral to Caymanian culture, shaping traditions and livelihoods. The environmental wake-up call. The rapid development of the mid-20th century brought prosperity, but also new environmental challenges. Tourism, agriculture, and urbanization began to take a toll on the island's ecosystems. Mangroves were cleared for roads and hotels, while increased boat traffic damaged coral reefs. Overfishing threatened marine species, and rising waste levels posed pollution risks. In the 1980s, the effects of these changes became too visible to ignore. Coral bleaching, driven by rising sea temperatures, devastated reefs. Turtles, once abundant, saw their numbers dwindle due to poaching and habitat loss. The Cayman Islands faced a turning point. Would they sacrifice their natural heritage for short-term gains, or find a way to protect it for future generations? Conservation takes root. The push for conservation began with grassroots efforts, led by concerned citizens and local organizations. Early environmental advocates recognized that the island's natural beauty wasn't just a source of pride. It was the backbone of their economy and identity. Marine parks. In 1986, the Cayman Islands established a network of marine parks to protect their coral reefs and marine life. These areas prohibited fishing and destructive activities, allowing ecosystems to recover and thrive. Today, they are among the Caribbean's most successful conservation initiatives. The Blue Iguana Recovery Program. The critically endangered blue iguana, once on the brink of extinction, became a symbol of Caymanian conservation efforts. The Blue Iguana Recovery Program, launched in 1990, focused on breeding and reintroducing these reptiles into the wild, turning them into a success story celebrated worldwide. Turtle conservation. Recognizing the cultural and ecological importance of turtles, the Cayman Islands introduced measures to protect nesting sites and reduce hunting. The Cayman Turtle Center was established to rehabilitate injured turtles and raise awareness about their plight. Balancing development and preservation. As the Cayman Islands continued to grow, the challenge of balancing development with environmental protection became more urgent. Tourism, while vital to the economy, posed a significant risk to the environment. Overcrowding at popular sites, damage from boats and anchors, and pollution threatened the ecosystems that drew visitors in the first place. To address these issues, the government implemented stricter regulations and encouraged sustainable practices. Developers were required to assess environmental impacts before breaking ground, and ecotourism initiatives promoted responsible travel. From kayaking through mangroves to diving without harming reefs, tourists were encouraged to appreciate the environment without damaging it. The threat of climate change. The looming threat of climate change has added a new layer of urgency to the Cayman Islands' environmental efforts. Rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and ocean acidification pose existential risks to the island's ecosystems and communities. Mangroves, long valued for their ecological role, have become a frontline defense against climate change. Their dense roots prevent coastal erosion and act as natural buffers during storms, absorbing wave energy and protecting inland areas. Efforts to restore and expand mangrove forests have taken on new importance. Coral reefs, too, are critical to the island's resilience. Initiatives like coral farming and reef restoration aim to combat the effects of bleaching and ensure these underwater ecosystems endure for generations. Community involvement. At the heart of the Cayman Islands' environmental efforts is the involvement of its people. Schools and community groups play an active role in promoting conservation awareness. Programs like beach cleanups, tree planting, and wildlife monitoring foster a sense of stewardship among residents. One example is the Keep Cayman Clean campaign, which mobilized communities to tackle littering and reduce plastic waste. By instilling a culture of environmental responsibility, these initiatives ensure that preservation remains a shared goal. Looking to the future, the Cayman Islands have come a long way in their journey of environmental stewardship, but challenges remain. Balancing economic growth with sustainability requires constant vigilance and innovation. The islands are exploring new solutions, from renewable energy projects to policies aimed at reducing carbon footprints. The younger generation, inspired by the efforts of those before them, is stepping up to lead the charge. Through education, advocacy, and innovation, they are ensuring that the Cayman Islands remain a beacon of environmental preservation, a legacy of protection. The story of the Cayman Islands' environment is one of resilience and hope. From the depths of the ocean to the mangrove-covered shores, these ecosystems are more than just beautiful. They are vital to the island's way of life. By embracing conservation, the Caymanian people have not only preserved their heritage, but also set an example for the world. Closing line. In safeguarding their natural treasures, the people of the Cayman Islands have ensured that their paradise will endure, a testament to the power of stewardship and the enduring bond between humanity and nature.